pause this film for thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
When the novel for Ready Player One came out by Ernest Cline, it seemed like a fantastically new type of book. It kind of captured this nostalgic 80s technological vortex, which since has become a genre unto itself. So the 80s and actually almost the 90s have now become the du jour throwback go-to. That's not to say that the movie itself is not spectacular. What Spielberg does well, he continues to do well in Ready Player One. It almost feels more like AI, his half Kubrick, half Spielberg, in the sense that it's half Ernest Cline, half Spielberg here. The book, which was sort of a darker view of than the sort of Spielberg popcorny one. The book was a little more dystopian, a little more negative about this futuristic web that we would exist on. And since the movie has come out, it's become so much more a part of life that you would expect that if were the book to come out now, 10 years later, it would also be updated to include a lot more augmented reality references. But that's not to, anyway, so what do we have in the film? The film follows a standard sort of hero who goes off to save the world, and as much as it models a video game and as much as the movie itself seeks to replicate the video games of the 80s, it kind of stays away from the specific games, although that there's a lot of references and a lot of visual signs to different games. It just doesn't match where the book was able to reference a specific Cosby Show episode of a specific character in a video game. The movie just doesn't have the rights. So it comes off in broad sweeps. You sort of see, compared to, say, like Ralph Wrecks the Internet or some of the other work that's been more of a deconstruction of gaming culture of the 80s, even the show Stranger Things feels maybe perhaps a better encapsulation of that, and actually more of a Spielberg movie than perhaps this is. So you can see a Spielberg really struggling to rein himself in with the material. It's again almost 2.5 hours, which seems to be the new norm for movie lengths. Almost every big budget film these days seems to be 2.5 hours, and it's just, that's not a great trend. Either 10 hours and it's a series on Netflix or Amazon, Hulu, whatever, or 2.5 hours if it's going to justify a release in the theater. And that just seems to be that the art of the hour and a half long movie has really now just become a documentary and horror film only length. So that's a different rant, but needless to say, Ready Player One, the visuals are there, the story is there, so it's all kind of there from the book, and yet it doesn't capture what the book really captures, which it really doesn't go into the great detail of those 80s and 90s games in the way that only those who nerded out on it in the 80s could really appreciate.